奉主耶稣基督圣名呢，在这里一起来学习。
In the name of Jesus Christ, together we're here to learn.
那因为我们这一次来有几天呢，其实是带来分享一些我们对圣经的看法。
In fact, the next couple of days, what we're going to be doing is sharing our own inspirations with regards to scriptures.
因为我们大家其实信主都信的已经蛮久的了。
Because all of us here are present.I believe in the Lord for quite a while.
而且我相信大家对道理的基础都是相当的好。
And I believe that the foundation that we have struck in the Lord is quite firm.
所以我们今天我们最主要的呢，并不是要讨论什么信仰是就是教育的问题，不是要讨论这些东西。
And therefore, what we're trying to discuss now is not about doctrines.
因为所谓的教育，对我来说呢，教育这个东西呢是。变化很大，从以前到现在变了很多。
In my personal opinion, it is my view that doctrines have changed quite drastically from what we know of it in the past and what we know of them now.
历史上所最记载呢，最早的是一个使徒信经，就使徒他们所相信的东西。
And the earliest recording are what the apostles believed.
那差不多是在第二世纪那个时候写成的。
And these were writings from the second century.
那个教义呢？你若去看它，其实它是相当的简单。
And when you look at the doctrines that have been recorded since then, they appear to be quite simple.
你甚至可以说它不是教义啊。
And you can even say that they were not doctrines.
因为它都没有解释。
Because they made no attempt to explain it.
他只是将圣经节呢抄下来。
They merely copied what was in the scriptures.
比如说，我相信天上真神啊。
For instance, I believe in the God in heaven.
我相信耶稣基督呢是圣灵怀孕所生，为童女玛利亚所生。
I believe that Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
然后他来拯救世人。
He came to save the world.
他三天之后复活。
And 3 days later, he resurrected.
他会再来审判这个世界。
He will come again to judge the world.
那这是我们目前所拥有的呢，基督教最提出的所谓的教义。
And these are the earliest and most fundamental Christian teachings.
所以我想在当时应该不叫做教义吧。
So therefore, I think that even at that time, they do not consider these doctrines.
那我总觉得说，教育的演变是到最后是一种，当然就是。有不同的看法出现的时候呢，他们演变出来的东西。
And I believe that the metamorphosis of the doctrines is a process by which people have different opinions over the years.
所以起初定教义的时候，基本上呢是要定人罪的时候，他们定教义。
And therefore, from the very beginning, when they set the doctrines, it is because they are using it.
比如说我们。
To
定别人罪
啊、to condemn someone because they've done something wrong.
比如说我们本来是一起信耶稣的。
For example, if we're all believing Christ.
那突然之间在某个观点上，你跟我是不一样的。
And suddenly, with one aspect of the doctrines, we have a disagreement.
所以呢，这个时候呢，他们就要定出一个教义来，
and so
什么才是对的。
So that at this point in time, they need to.Come up with a resolution to say which doctrine is correct.
所以，如果很不幸的，你所认识的呢是少数的话。
And unfortunately, if what you come to realize or recognize is of the minority.
那个时候呢，惩罚就相当的重了。
And your punishment at that time will be quite severe.
而且是越来越严重。
And the severity goes up as time goes.
到最后，甚至呢，可以用火将你烧死。
And to the point where eventually you may be burned by fire.
所以我总觉得说这个教育这个东西它会出现其实它并不是为了救恩
So therefore I believe that doctrine, the appearance of doctrine is not necessarily for salvation
它是为了要去定对方的一个罪
And the institution of doctrine is to condemn someone's sin
就像我们的教育也是一样
And similarly our doctrines are the same
我们说这个是真理
We say that this is the truth
但是同时呢将所有的凡事跟我们不一样的呢，全部定死了。
But at the same time, we condemn anything else that does not comply with our doctrine.
所以他能够救的人少过他能够定死的人。
And therefore, the people that is able to save are fewer than the people that it's able to condemn.
那为什么会产生教育的争论呢
？Why is there such dispute when it comes to dogma?
当然，最主要是圣经没有写得很清楚。
Of course, it is because the scripture is not very clear.
如果圣经写得很清楚，这个根本就不需要去争执。
If the Bible was very clear, then there's nothing to argue about.
比如说，耶稣是圣灵怀孕，由童女玛利亚所生。
For instance, the concept that Jesus was born of the Mary, conceived by the Holy Spirit.
他为我们的罪替我们受死，三天之后复活。
And for the sake of our sins, he died for our sins, and 3 days later he resurrected.
然后他将来呢会再来啊审判这个世界。
And in future he shall come again to judge this world.
这个东西根本就不需要解释，因为圣经就是这么记载的。
And these concepts do not need any further explanation because the Bible is very clear.
但是后面的呢化成就不是这个样子。
Whatever happened afterwards was not like that.
所以教义你到最后会化解到说，其实教义定不下来，因为它每出现一个变动，它就会出现一个新的教义。
So you see that doctrines are not everlasting because whenever there is a dispute, then it changes.
比如说我们教会最近所最新出现的一个教义啊。
And for instance, the latest teachings or doctrines that our church have come up with recently.
就是说说方言是被圣灵充满的前提。
That says that speaking in tongues is the
要先对
prerequisite of receiving the Holy Spirit
啊，被圣灵充满啊。
Prerequisite for the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
那这也是为了要定其他的一些不同观念人的罪。
And this is in order to condemn people who disagreed with this doctrine previously.
那我们先不要谈这个东西是对错。
And we're not going to discuss whether or not this particular discussion is right.
我们只是说这个出现一定会。一个动乱，在一个动乱时期出现的东西。
It is just clear that when this particular concept is introduced, we know that there will be unrest.
那为了这个教义能够去推行呢，会有另外一个观念出现。
So in order for this particular doctrine to be perpetuated, another concept will have to take place.
就是真理呢是出于教会。
That is to say that the truth comes from the church.
真理出于教会，所以教会的决定就等于是真理。
The truth comes from the church, therefore whatever the church decided is the truth.
那所以呢，教会的决定就是真理的决定，就是神的决定。
And thus the decision of the church is the decision of the truth, and thus the divine.
那你到最后会发觉到说，整个信仰呢，其实就被教会来管了啊。
So you see that eventually, your faith inadvertently becomes controlled solely by the church.
你可以不用看圣经。
You no longer need to consult.The Bible.
你可以不要去管你跟神的关系。
You don't have to worry about your relationship with God.
因为这个都相当的复杂，也非常的抽象，不是那么的具体。
Because these are very complex and abstract.
但是呢，教会呢却是最具体的东西了。
But in actual fact, the church is the most physical and most present.
所以，如果要谈教义，你就要谈到这个教会。
And therefore, if you want to talk about doctrines, then inadvertently you have to talk about church.
那你一定要承认说，这个。真理呢是出于教会。
And therefore, you must then admit that the truth comes from the church.
所以教会所定的教义才有它的价值。
And that is the only way to give value to the truth that the church has decided that it is.
这样一个观念呢，其实对整个信仰到底是带来好处还是坏处，我们可以去检讨它。
And whether or not this brings good things or bad things to our faith, we can examine in more in depth.
所以你会发觉到说，今天很多的我们的信仰，其实我们是被教会卡住了，而不是被圣经或是被神卡住了。
A lot of the times in our journey of faith nowadays, we find that we are limited not so much by our God or our belief, but rather by our church.
我们会常常说啊，这是教会的规定啊。
And oftentimes we refer to the decisions of the church.
教会叫你做这个，你就一定要做这个；你若不做，你要是觉得说好像自己得罪了神啊。
So if the church asks you to do this and you don't do it, then you feel kind of as if you've offended God.
比如说，好，教会现在不承认这个人是传道。
For instance, if the church does not admit this person to be a minister.
好了，你如果再叫他是传道的话。
So if you were to still to address him as a minister.
那你呢，就跟他在罪上有份。
Then you are part of the sins that he has committed.
教会说的啊。
And this is what the church says.
甚至说啊，你如果再跟他在一起的话，你就会下地狱啊。
And to the point further, they say that if you continue to be with him, then you shall also go to hell with him.
我还看过教会写给弟兄姐妹的信是，你如果叫他传道，那你就进入黑暗里面。
I have seen the letters that have been written from churches to certain brothers and sisters that if you still call this person a preacher, then you will go to hell with him.
那这个时候呢，你就会很紧张了。
So perhaps at this moment in time you'll get nervous.
你要去圣经里面找，完全找不到。
But if you were to consult the Bible, you will not be able to find anything.
但是因为这是教会的吩咐啊。
But because this is the edict from the church.
这是教会的决定啊。
And this is a decision of the church.
那我们已经习惯了，教会的决定就是圣灵的决定，就是真理，所以必须要遵守。
And because we're so used to viewing the decisions of the church being the decision of the truth and therefore from God.
所以其实到最后呢，我们整个信仰呢是被教会来管理。
And so at the end, our whole entire faith is controlled by the words of the church.
那我们最要在意的呢，就是教会要我们做什么。
And we tend to put a lot of emphasis on what the church asks us to do.
甚至你明显知道说，其实这个跟圣经是不符合的，但是你也不敢，或是没有这样的一种勇气去反对他。
And to the point where even though you yourself feel that what you're doing or what you've been asked to do is not exactly kosher, you will still do it because you don't have the courage or you don't have the wherewithal to go against it.
所以我想说我们今天晚上要来分享一下这方面的观念。
And therefore I think tonight we'll talk about this particular idea.
到底教会跟真理之间的关系是什么？
What exactly should the relationship between the church and the truth be?
其实这个东西是很简单的答案。
In fact, I believe that the answer is quite simple.
你可以随便问一个人。
You can ask anybody.
先有真理还是先有教会？
Is it the truth come first or did the church come first?
每个人都会跟你讲说先有真理。
And everybody will tell you that faith or belief comes first.
因为如果没有真理来的话，教会是不可能被建立的。
Because if the truth was not in existence, the church would not have been able to be built.
所以一定要先有真理才能够建立教会。
And therefore the truth must be established first before the church can be built.
不是说一群人呢先组成一个教会，然后再来寻求什么是真理。
It is not a whole bunch of people get together and become a church and they in turn seek what is the truth.
或是由他们来决定什么才是真理。
Or the truth is decided by this group of people.
所以其实这个答案很简单。
So in fact, the answer is quite simple.
但是你就会发觉到说很多人，大部分的人没有办法从这里面跳脱出来。
And yet,
在现实生活当中。
You find that in reality, many people, majority of the people are unable to pull themselves out of this quandary.
他明明知道说先有真理才有教会。
Even though they clearly understood that the truth existed first before the church was ever born.
但是在平常生活当中呢，他却相信由教会来决定真理。
But in everyday life, they decided to put their faith in allowing the church to decide what the truth is.
好像是一个儿子是爸爸生的，这个大家都同意。
For example, if a child is born of its father, everybody agrees.
但是在现实生活当中，我们却会变成是说由孩子来决定他的爸爸是谁。
But in reality, it's a child who decides who his father is.
所以其实这个答案是相当的清楚的。
And so the answer is quite clear cut.
那为什么会这么的困扰这些基督徒？
So why is it so? Why did it confound the Christians so much?
我们来请看一下约翰福音。
Please turn to the Gospel of John.
我们请看约翰福音。
John.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter one.
第一章的十七节。
Verse 17.
这里说律法呢，本是借着摩西传的。恩典和真理呢，都是由耶稣基督来的。
Verse 17, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
其实我有一个很大的疑问。
I have this question.
难道律法不是真理吗？
Does that mean that the law or the doctrine is not the truth?
有没有可能律法不是真理？
Is it possible that the law
is
the truth?
如果律法不是真理的话，那十诫就不是真理了。
If the law was not the truth, then the Ten Commandments are not true either.
但是我们现在却说十诫是我们一切的信仰的最基础。
And yet here we claim that the Ten Commandments is the foundation of our truth.
所以这里为什么约翰福音会写的这么的肯定，说跟摩西来的叫做律法？
So why is it that in the Gospel of John that is very definitive that he wrote the law was given through Moses?
但是跟耶稣来的呢，是恩典跟真理。
But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
所以我在想说，其实 这个真理跟前面那个律法应该是相同的东西。
So I'm thinking that this truth and this law that was mentioned previously are the same.
它是不应该有区别的。
There should not be any conflict.
那为什么到了耶稣这个时候，他却将以前的律法改成真理这个称呼？
And why is it that to this point, then Jesus changed what was referred to as the law, he now refers it as the truth.
其实耶稣，我们常常讲说，耶稣来不是要废掉律法，而是要成全它。
We often say that Christ came not to abolish the law, but rather to fulfill it.
其实呢，耶稣来是要将律法做得更好。
In fact, Christ came so as to make the law even more perfect.
那如果做得更好的时候呢，这个就不再叫做律法，而是叫做真理了。
In perfecting the law was no longer law, but rather truth.
那所以在我想说，真理这个东西应该是律法加上恩典，然后就叫做真理。
And therefore, I think truth is equal, if you take the law and add grace upon it.
你如果没有恩典，只是律法的话，它不可能产生真理来。
If you only have grace without the law, then it's not the truth.
我想说，如果这样去想它的话呢，应该会很容易的明白新约跟旧约它的不同在什么地方。
If we can understand this concept, we can see the difference between the Old and the New Testament.
所以当你要让律法成为真理的时候，
When the law is to become the truth,
其实它本身是同样的东西。
In fact, they're the same thing.
但是它做起来的时候是不同的。
But the practice of each is different.
当它在做的时候呢，它多加了一个恩典的成分在。
Because in practicing the truth,Grace was added upon it.
那当这个恩典成分进去的时候呢，它会产生什么效果，会多么的大，这个人就没有办法想象。
And the grace, the addition of grace upon the truth is greater than anyone could imagine.
所以你看耶稣在世上的时候，
Jesus Christ was in this world.
当门徒安息日拿那个麦穗麦粒来吃的时候，
When the apostles picked heads of wheat to eat on the Sabbath.
法利赛人就会反对说，哎，他们犯了摩西的律法。
And the Pharisees objected, saying that they offended the Mosaic law.
但是耶稣却拿圣经来解释，旧约的圣经来解释。
But Jesus Christ was able to explain to them using the same Old Testament
scriptures. 他说，神喜爱的是不是这些律法的东西。
And he said that the Lord delights not in the law.
神所爱的呢是怜悯的心。
Rather, the Lord has a compassionate heart.
他就举例说，大卫呢是不能吃陈设饼的。
And so he quoted the example that David was not supposed to eat the bread, but the bread offered on the altar, but he ate it anyways.
祭司给他吃了。
The priest gave it to him to eat.
当然，这个祭司在当时就被杀了。
And of course, this particular priest was killed because he did.
但是耶稣却认为说，这个祭司呢，他是执行了真正的神的律法的。
And yet, Jesus Christ referred to this particular priest as doing what is truly the law of God.
那还有一个呢，也是大家很熟悉的一个例子。
And this yet another example that we're all familiar with.
就是一个犯罪的妇人被抓到了。
And that is the woman who was adulterous and was caught in the act.
然后带到耶稣面前，叫问耶稣说要怎么处理。
And they brought her to the presence of Jesus, asking him, "What should we do with her?"
没有错，按照摩西律法是应该将这个妇人打死。
So according to the Mosaic law, everybody knew that this woman has to be stoned to death.
耶稣不反对。
And Jesus did not deny this.
他没有说不可以打死。
He did not say you cannot kill her.
他说很好，就打。
He says go ahead.
但是呢，你们当中谁没有罪的，就拿起石头来这么打了吧。
But whoever among you who is without sin may cast the first stone.
结果这些我们所谓的法利赛人呢，犹太人这些人呢，没有一个人敢拿石头去打。
So the Pharisees and the Jews that surrounded this woman, none of them dare to stone the woman.
其实我看到这蛮感动的。
When I read this, actually, I was quite moved.
我不是感动耶稣，不只是感动耶稣赦免这个妇人。
Not just because Jesus was able to forgive this woman.
我是感动说这些法利赛人竟然这么诚实。
And I was moved by the fact that these Pharisees were very honest in their assessment of themselves.
耶稣好，没有罪的就打吧。
And he said to them, "Whoever is sinless may cast the first stone."
摩西的律法总是要执行的。
Because the Mosaic law must be enforced.
但是他们想一想，算了，因为没有一个人认为说他是没有罪的。
And yet everyone, after thinking about it, did not dare to do it.
其实摩西的律法是给他们这个权柄的。
Because the Mosaic law had given them this authority.
你们只要抓到就可以打了。
If you found this woman in the act of adultery, you can kill her.
就可以打死了。
You can stone her to death.
在旧约也是这么就打死了。
And this is how it is done in the Old Testament.
在新约斯蒂芬也是这样就被打死了。
And in the New Testament, Stephen was also stoned to death.
所以是可以做的，没有问题。
So it is okay to do it because of the law.
因为按照律法，你可以说我有这个权柄，因为摩西律法交给这个权柄。
According to the Mosaic law, this power was given to you to perform this.
但是耶稣这么一反问他们呢，每个人都这么说，不可能，我不可能是我打他。
And when Jesus Christ answered these people with this particular statement, none of them was able to cast a stone.
所以其实我们心里常常会拿圣经的这些经一些圣经节来讲。
And sometimes we quote the scriptures.
比如说啊，神给了教会的权柄啊。
For instance, we say that the authority was given by God to the church.
能够赦罪，能够留罪。
That
church. 能够定罪也能够留罪，能够赦罪留罪，对不起啊。
Can forgive or to not forgive.
那现在呢，我们就用这个呢涌起来，每个人都认为说他可以定人罪，可以赦人罪。
And as a result, all of us feel that we have the authority to condemn or not to condemn.
那如果说耶稣在反问我们
，If Jesus were to ask you，
没有错，我讲过这句话。
It's true, I did say this.
没有错，我给你们这个权柄。
And it's true that I did give you this authority to do so.
如果没有罪的人。就去定吧。
If you are sinless, then you can condemn.
如果没有罪的人，就认为说你可以赦他的罪吧。
If you are without sin, then you can forgive.
那如果耶稣再这么反问呢？我不晓得说我们到底会不会像法利赛人这个样子，认为说自己不配。
If Christ really were to address that question to us, I do not believe that we will be able to be as honest as the Pharisees.
我们可能会越打越凶。
Perhaps we'll be even more violent.
所以你看，整个基督教历史其实都是这个样子。
We see that the history of Christianity is.Just as such.
从普通的这种观念之争，争到最后呢，就是放火烧死人。
From this very ordinary concept, they argue to the point and become so extreme that they ended up burning people at the stake.
他们都在执行一个所谓的新约的一种真理。
And they did this because they are enforcing the law of the New Testament.
其实新约里面的真理如果没有恩典呢，它就是旧约里面的律法了。
In fact, if the truth within the New Testament did not have the addition of grace, it's no different than the truth in the law in the Old Testament.
所以耶稣这里记载说，恩典跟真理随着耶稣而来。
And therefore, it is recorded here that grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
你这个真理就很抽象。
And this truth then becomes much more.
你会想说，难道耶稣之前真理都没有来过吗？
So then you will consider, was the truth not present before Christ came?
我们知道说使徒只相信旧约圣经。
We know that the apostles believed strictly in the Old Testament truth.
所以圣经里面所谈的圣经呢，都是旧约而已。
And therefore the scriptures that they quoted were all from the Old Testament.
好，圣经是神所默示的，不是吗？
And do we not say that the Bible, every word in the Bible is inspired by God?
它有可能不是真理吗？
Is it possible that it may not be the truth?
而且都是神直接的启示，不像我们还要透过祷告来开会的。
And these should be inspiration directly from God, not through our own prayer or decision through conferences.
所以它怎么有可能不是真理？
Therefore, how is it possible that it cannot be truth?
那为什么约翰福音说它叫做律法呢？
So then, why is it in the Gospel of John it would refer to as a law?
所以我想说，我们来参考一些圣经节。
So let us read into the scriptures.
我们看雅各书。
The book of James.
雅各书的第二章。
James chapter 2.
雅各书的第二章的第九节。
Verse 9.
第八节，对不起。
Verse 8.
第八节这里说，圣经记着说，要爱你们，要爱你们，若全守这至尊的律法才是好的。哎，对不起，要爱人如己哦。所以说要爱人如己，你们若全守这至尊的律法才是好的。
Verse 8 says that if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well.
所以说你们要全守这至尊的律法。
Here talks about really fulfill the royal law.
Royal law 就是最高的。
And this is the highest form of law.
最高的律法。
The highest law.
它叫做爱。
That is love.
然后接着耶稣就说了
said,
你们如果我们看第十节
10,
因为人凡守全律法的只在一条上跌倒他就是犯了重条的。
For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all.
其实这里耶稣不在谈十诫。
Here Jesus is not talking about the Ten Commandments.
你若从第八节念下来，
If you read from verse 8,
耶稣先讲爱人如己，这是最高的律法。
Jesus says first, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, which is the highest law.
是 law, 是律法、哦、
And this is the law.
然后接着他就说了，
And then he continued to say,
在这些律法里面，你若犯了一条，你就犯了众条了。
That within these law, if you commit against one, then you have committed them all.
然后第十一节呢，他谈的，他举十诫来谈。
So in verse 11, he quoted from the Ten Commandments.
他要告诉你说，你只要犯一条，你就犯全条。
So he says, if you stumble in one point, you are guilty of all.
所以我们突然会忘记了第八节那个第十一条。
And we will forget about verse 8.
就是第十一条的诫命。
That is the 11th commandment.
就是耶稣来新加进去的。
That when Jesus Christ came, this is what he added.
我给你们一条新的命令。
I will give you this new command.
那新的命令呢，就是要彼此相爱。
And the new command is that you shall love each other.
那其实这一条呢，是超越所有的律法的这个最高的一条律法。
And this particular law is the one that transcends and exceeds all of the other laws.
那你如果没有做到这一条律法的话
，And if you do not practice this particular law,
就是爱人如己。
That is to love your neighbor as yourself.
那你等于是犯了所有的律法了。
Then you have offended all the laws.
所以我总觉得说在真理这个层面呢一定要加入一个 爱的这个成分
Therefore when we talk about the concept of truth we have to also add into it this love
但是当你加入爱的成分的时候
When you add this essence of love
其实所谓的真理就不见了
In fact the truth disappears
我说你不可以碰我这个杯子
If I say you can't touch my cup
这是我规定的
This is my law
好了，那突然一个呢，生病发烧的了。
Suddenly a child, someone who is sick and has a fever.
他实在是烧得很厉害。
And has a very high fever.
他口非常的渴。
And he was very, very thirsty.
他最后没有办法，就拿这个水去喝了。
So he had no choice but to drink the water from the cup.
那这种情况之下，他是犯了律法的。
So under the circumstances, he has offended the law.
我若处罚他，没有人会讲话。
If I were to punish him, no one can say anything.
我若不处罚他，那就会出现很多的问题了。
But if I do not punish him for doing it, then a lot of questions will
arise. 会说我偏心啦、啊，怎么样啦、啊？反正一大堆话都会出现。
People will say that you're playing favoritism, and a lot of people have different opinions.
从最好听的一直到最坏听的，然后任何的怀疑都出现了。
And to from the best of comments to the worst of comments, and all sorts of questions will be raised.
所以对人最简单的呢，就是执行律法。
So the easiest way to treat it is to just enforce the law.
要执行真理困难。
But to practice the truth is hard.
因为真理呢要加入一个恩典的因素在里面。
Because to practice the truth, you must have the addition of grace.
问题它一加进去之后呢？
But as soon as you add this,
到底可不可以碰我这个杯子？到底可不可以碰我这个杯子？
We can touch this cup.
这个就争议性就很大了。
And so.The question becomes a little bit more complex.
这个又完全是看是什么人来碰。
And then it depends on who touches the cup.
如果是那个故意捣蛋来碰的，那这个就是我会惩罚他。
If a person deliberately does it out of spite, then of course he should be punished.
那如果不是这个原因来碰到这个杯子的，我基本上是不会当作他是犯了我的律法。
But if this person did not do so out of malice, then technically he did not offend the law.
所以那换句话说，其实律法就不见了。
So then, in fact, the law disappears.
为什么它不见了呢
？Why did it disappear?
其实它是被成全了。
It's because it has been fulfilled.
它是被爱来成全了。
It has been completed, by love.
我们可以来请看呢诗篇。
Please read.
诗篇的三十四篇。三十二篇。
32nd song.
三十二，对不起啊，三十二。诗篇三十二篇的第一节
Psalm 32 verse 1
这说得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人是有福的第二节
2.
凡心里没有诡诈耶和华不算为有罪的这人是有福的、啊、所以我想说这两节圣经它的重要性、啊、就是来告诉我们说什么叫做律法什么叫做真理
So I think the significanceof these two verses is to differentiate for us what is the law and what is the truth.
律法是来定罪的。
Law is for the purpose of condemnation.
真理呢是来施行拯救的。
And truth is for the purpose of manifesting salvation.
耶稣基督来，他不是来定这个罪的，不是来定这个世界的罪，他自己说得很清楚。
Jesus Christ came to this world not to condemn the world. He said it himself.
他说他是带着真理来啊。
He said he came with the truth, or he came with the truth.
但他这个真理来到这个世界，不是要定这个世界的罪。
But when he brought this truth into the world, it's not for the sake of condemning the world.
他是为了要来赦免这个世界。
Rather, he wants to forgive the world.
我要来拯救这个世界。
And to save it.
那怎么样拯救呢？怎么赦免呢
？How to save and how to forgive?
就是不算有罪。
That is to forgive and to forget the sins.
你真的是犯错了，没有错。
It's true that you have sinned.
但是我不认了，我不算了。我知道你犯错，但是我不算是罪的。
And even though I'm aware of your sins, I do not consider a sin. I do not condemn you for it.
所以我常常会觉得一个现象。
Oftentimes, I consider the scenario.
我们今天常常讲说，没有真理就没有爱。
Today, we often say that when there's no truth, then there's no love.
所以呢，我们只能去爱那些有真理的人。
So we can only love those people who possesses truth.
那没有真理的，我们不可以去爱。
And those who do not have the truth, we must not love them.
所以有些基督教呢，很鼓励他们的信徒呢，不要跟外邦人来往。所谓的外邦人，没有信徒的。
And so many of the Christian churches discourage.Fellowship or friendship with people outside of the church.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你跟他们来往，你的这个信仰呢会被他影响。
Because if you were to have communication with them or fellowship with them, your faith might be influenced adversely by them.
所以你不要被他们污秽了。
Therefore, you should not be corrupted or contaminated. By
所以最好的方式呢，就是不要跟外邦人来往。
So then, the best way to prevent this from happening is not to have any.Relationship at all with anybody outside the church.
因为呢，爱是不喜欢不义啊。
Because love does not like unrighteousness.
这个是保罗说的很清楚啊。
And this is what Paul said.
那你若再回头想
，But if you were to think,
你这个人，你自己的啊。
If you think of yourself,
你怎么成为义人？你为什么变成义人
？How did you become a person who's righteous?
如果按照你的原则来坚持的话
，According to your own theory or your concept.
那耶稣就不应该来爱你了。
Then Christ should not love you.
因为他是带真理来。
Because he comes with the truth.
真理是不爱不义的。
And the truth does not love things that are unrighteous.
你如果没有真理，他就不爱你了。
And if you do not have the truth, it does not love you.
所以你永远不可能是被耶稣拯救的人。
And therefore, you can never be one who is saved by Christ.
怎么有可能说今天你被耶稣拯救了？
How can you say to yourself that today I was saved by the Lord?
你本来是跟这些人都是一样是罪人的。
And in fact, previously I'm a sinner just like everyone else.
都是不义的。
They were all unrighteous.
但是你却在这种情况之下接受了耶稣给你的爱。
And yet, under these circumstances, you can accept this love from Christ.
因为耶稣去爱一个罪人，爱一个没有真理的人。
Because Christ loved one who is a sinner, loved one who is not righteous.
其实这可能才叫做真正的爱吧，我想。
And I believe that this is the possibility of what love is.
所以耶稣不是有次讲过吗
？And Jesus Christ said himself.
若你们只爱那爱你们的人，那跟外邦人有什么不一样呢
？If you love only the ones who loves you back, then how different are you from the Gentiles?
所以要去为那逼迫你们的祷告啊。
And therefore, pray for the ones who persecute you.
那当这些人被耶稣爱了之后，被耶稣拯救之后呢
？And these group of people, after they've been loved by Christ and been saved by Him,
他们却定了一个规矩。
They come up with this rule.
我们不可以去爱那些在罪里面的人。
And they decide that we will not go and love those people who still live in sin.
因为他们是没有真理的。
Because they do not possess the truth.
所以总觉得说这些的东西会让你非常的困扰。
And I think that these things serve to confuse us.
为什么一个很简单的东西
？Why is it that a concept that was originally very simple?
到最后变成这么复杂
？At the end, becomes so complex.
其实圣经里面写的非常的清楚。
In fact, if you read the scripture, it is quite clear.
但是你要执行的时候
，But when you're trying to act upon it,
被一个东西卡住了。
You feel that your hands are tied.
就是教会的决定、教会的吩咐跟教会的教义。
The edict of the church, the decision of the church, and the education of the church.
所以我们来想说，那在圣经里面到底有没有一个什么教义是教会决定一直没有变的
？So then I consider whether or not there is one teaching or doctrine in the Bible that the church decided upon and has never been changed.
今天从来没有改变的呢，都是耶稣传给使徒的。
And today, all of the doctrines that are unchanged are the ones that directly was preached. by Jesus to his disciples.
但是凡是属于教会的决定啊
，But whatever decisions that the church made,
其实都被改变掉了。
In fact, they have changed over
time. 我们所知道有三个很明显的教会决定。
We know of three decisions that were very clearly changed over time.
第一个呢，最有名的就是《使徒行传》的十五章。
One most well known is Acts chapter 15.
就是他们决定呢，外邦人呢不用受隔离的。
That the council decided that the Gentile believers do not need to go through circumcision.
但是呢，这些犹太人的基督徒呢继续受隔离。
But the believers who were Jewish to start with will continue to be circumcised.
这是当时的决定了。
And this was the decision they made at that time.
但是我们今天已经改掉了。
But today we have changed that.
其实保罗已经改了。
In fact,Even in the time of Paul, it was changed.
我们可以来看一下哈。
Please turn to.
我们看《使徒行传》的第十五章。
Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传的第十五章。
Acts 15.
使徒行传第十五章的28节。
Verse 28.
使徒行传十五章28节，这里说：“因为圣灵和我们定义，不将别的重担放在你们身上。”我有几件事情是不可少的。
Verse 28, for it seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from these things.
然后就是境界既有像的物啦、血啦、并乐死的牲畜啦和金银啦，这件事能够不犯就好了。
Offer to idols from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourself from these, you will do well.
其实这个东西，你若仔细去想哈。
If you think about this in more depth.
我们知道说，在旧约里面最重要的呢是隔离。
We know that in the Old Testament, the most important act is actually the act of circumcision.
连隔离这个东西都可以改变的。
That they are able to change this concept of circumcision.
它有什么不可以改变的
？Then is there anything that cannot be changed?
所以我在想说，他这句话讲的这个样子哦。
So when I consider these scriptures,
因为它是针对外邦人哦。
Because this was directed at the Gentiles.
这些外邦人到底有没有在守摩西律法
？Were these Gentiles keeping the Mosaic law?
有人要强迫他们要守摩西律法
？Was it that external force forcing them to keep the Mosaic law?
就是在耶路撒冷这些犹太人的基督徒。
And that it's a Jewish convert into Christianity who lived in Jerusalem who was forcing them to do this.
要他们受隔离。
If they insist that these Gentiles must be just circumcised.
保罗非常反对。
But Paul was very much against it.
连这个这么重要的旧约的律法。
This was a very important part of the Old Testament.
保罗都起来反对了。
Paul was able to stand up and speak against it.
你在想说还有什么律法，保罗不会起来反对的。
And can you imagine any other law that Paul would not,
而且这些律法彼得怎么形容呢
？And how did Peter describe these laws?
我们来请看第十节哈。
Verse ten.
这个现在为什么试着试探神，要把我们列祖祖宗和我们所不能负的恶放在门徒的颈项上呢？
Peter said, Now therefore, why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our father nor we were able to bear?
So I think Paul, Peter, this 胆子真的很大
I thought that Peter was very courageous.
他没有引用圣经哦
He didn't quote the scriptures.
而且他谈到他们在坚持的这个摩西信仰，摩西的律法
And here he talks very casually of this law that they have kept as Jews.
他说：“我们为什么要将这个恶，我们都承担不起的恶，放在外邦人身上
？”He said, "Why do you put this yoke on the neck of the Gentile disciples? This yoke which we ourselves cannot even bear."
根本就不用了。
We don't need it.
所以这个恶应该是不只是这个行隔离的问题而已。
So this yoke does not merely refer to the problem of circumcision.
所以你从他们的谈话、他们的这种讨论，你会觉得说，其实他们真的是相当有。圣灵在感动的人。
So we see from their conversation, from the discussion, that indeed they were truly guided by the Holy Spirit.
如果要引用圣经呢，是应该受隔离的。
If they were to quote scripture, then yes, they must be circumcised.
因为神吩咐亚伯拉罕说。
Because this is a direct command from God to Abraham.
在你家的哈。
In your household.
你的子孙。
All of your descendants.
跟你买来的这些外邦人，这些奴仆啊。
And all of the slaves that you bought.
通通要受隔离的。
They all must be circumcised.
你买来的这些奴仆、外邦人，通通要受隔离。
Even the one of the slaves that you bought, they must be circumcised.
所以我就觉得说奇怪，当时怎么没有人会引用这些圣经节？
So I wonder how come no one quoted this part of the scripture.
要是我们来谈的话，一定有人引用这一节圣经节。
If we were talking about it now, I'm sure one of us would mention this particular verse.
至少我会引用这些圣经节。
If not myself, I would refer to it.
你看，神都吩咐亚伯拉罕了。
I say, look.God even told Abraham to do this.
他的儿子
all of his descendants,
跟他买来的这些奴仆
and all of his servants, men and women,
通通要受割礼的
they all must be circumcised.
所以外邦人只要归入基督，通通是要受割礼。
And therefore, Gentiles who wish to turn to Christ also must be circumcised.
有圣经根据的。
Because this is based upon scriptural reference.
但是使徒没有一个人去谈这个东西。
But none of the apostles refer to this.
彼得说啊，这个重担，这个轭，我们都担不起的，何必叫别人去担呢
？Peter even said that this yoke is something that we can't even bear, and you want to give it to someone else.
神的话呢
？This is the word of God.
神所吩咐摩西的话，你竟然说成是重担
？This is the command that God gave to Moses, and yet Peter referred to it as a heavy yoke.
所以这里是一个很大的改变。
And that's we can see this great change.
但是这个外邦人要受割礼，外邦人不用受割礼，犹太人要受割礼的这个观念。
But this concept of circumcision being for the Jews and not for the Gentiles.
保罗当时就改掉了。
It's a concept that Paul changed even back then.
所以他最后说，割礼不割礼根本就不重要了。
And that's why Paul at the end saying circumcision or not, that's not the important thing.
因为真正做亚伯拉罕子孙的不是靠割礼的了。
Because the true descendants of Abraham is not a mark of circumcision.
所以虽然耶路撒冷有决定，保罗根本到最后根本就不理他了。
And even though the Council of Jerusalem may have decided that, Paul ignored it.
那我们更不会理他。
And we even more ignore this particular.
你如果今天传给一个犹太人，我们这个基督传给他。
If we were to speak of Christianity to a Jew today,
你当然不可能要求他受割礼啊。
Of course, you cannot ask him to be circumcised.
但是使徒的决议是他们要继续受割礼啊。
But it is the decision of the disciples that they shall continue to be circumcised.
所以这个教会的决定其实没有实行多久就没有了。
And so we see that the decision of this the church was enforced for a short period of time and then it disappeared.
那第二个呢，就是哥林多教会的决定。
And secondly is the decision of the church in Corinth.
他们不是将一个娶了他继母的这个人吗？
It talks about a question of a man who married his stepmother.
然后呢？哥林多教将他留下来，而且以这个为他们自大，就是说做得很好。
And the church in Corinth did not condemn him, so they thought that they were good in making this decision.
保罗呢起来反对教会的决定。
And Paul stood up and went against the decision of the church.
说你们怎么还自高自大
？And Paul said, how could you still hold your head up?
哥林多教会没有回答说这是教会的决定啊，是圣灵的决定啊，你要遵守啊。
The Church of Corinth did not say that this is the decision of the church. This is the decision of the Holy Spirit, which you must abide by.
其实保罗不会去理他们，如果这么讲的话。
But even if they had said this to Paul, Paul wouldn't have paid him.
所以保罗很多书信是在责备教会啊。
And we see many epistles of Paul were actually words of rebuke.
责备教会做错了。
And he specifically lists all of the churches.All of the things that the churches did wrong.
当时的教会却没有反驳说，我们教会的决定就是圣灵的决定，你一定要遵守。
But the church at that time did not refute his argument by saying that our decision is a decision of the Holy Spirit, therefore it's true.
那再来就是启示录啊。
And then there's the book of Revelation.
我们知道启示录是圣灵亲自责备教会。
In the book of Revelation, the Holy Spirit personally rebuked the churches.
那说你们怎么可以这么做？你们怎么可以这么做？啊
！And accuse the church. How could you have done this? How could you have done that?
当然这是教会的决定。
And this is the decision of the church.
但是圣灵却去责备他。
And yet it is the Holy Spirit that rebuked it directly.
所以从整个这些我们所知道这些圣经的故事跟圣经的话语来看的话
，So from all of these stories from the Bible and the words from the Bible that we know,
教会绝对不是决定真理的地方。
The church is not a place.By which the truth is decided.
因为你在圣经里面看不出一个决定是教会的决定的
，because you cannot
一直存留到今天。
You cannot see from the scriptures or from the Bible any of the decisions that have been made by the church lasting till today.
能够存留到今天的都是耶稣的吩咐。
Anything that is lasting until this very day has been ones that have been given to us by Christ.
只要是教会的决定不是当时就错的，就是一下就被 没有人在执行了。
You see that the decisions of the church that are recorded, even if at that time it was wrong or it was decided upon, it was enforced for a short period of time, then it disappeared.
他们去执行一个更好的真理。
Because they are able to put in place a truth that is even better.
好，所以我们来看一节，看雅各书。
Please turn to the book of James.
雅各书的第一章。
Verse 1, chapter 1.
雅各书的第一章。雅各书第一章，我们看第十八节。
James chapter 1 verse 18.
第十八节，这说神呢，他按照自己的旨意，用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像出熟的果子。
Verse 18, of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
这说神用真道来生了我们。
Here it says, of his own will he brought us forth.
当然呢，我们这些人就是教会的。
Of course, these people refer to the church.
所以这个观念呢，一定要将它抓清楚。
And this is a concept we must be clear on.
我们是真理所生的。
We are born of the truth.
那被真理所分之后呢，我们要长大像真理一样。
And after we've been brought forth by the word of the truth, we have to grow up and mature to become like the truth.
就像你是你父亲所生的。
Just like you were born of your father.
你不能说你生出来以后就由你来决定你父亲的命运了。
You cannot say that after you were born, you will decide the fate of your father.
我被真理所生，然后接着呢，我来决定真理。
That I have been born by the truth, and I will decide what the truth is.
是你被父亲所生，你一生呢就是要跟父亲一样，那你这个父亲就天父了。
And if you were born by the father, then you, for your life, you will try to be like the father who is our heavenly.
问题是你怎么能够达到天父的地步呢？
The question is how do we achieve the level of our heavenly father?
这是完全不可能的。
This is impossible.
但所以呢，变成是说我们的一生变成在追求像天父一样。
So then our whole life is in pursuit of to become like our heavenly father.
我总觉得说这个追求的过程就是我们所能够触摸的最好的真理。
And I think this pursuit of this to be like God is the core of our faith.
你可以问所有的小朋友。
You can ask all of the kids.
你要怎么样更像耶稣？
What do you do to become more like Christ?
他们一定谈的一定都是去爱什么人，爱什么人。
And they'll talk about, they will love this person or that person.
从来没有人背圣经节给他听，说我将会背圣经节，所以我像耶稣一样。
Then none of the kids will be able to recite the scripture to you.
所以我们说我们要像神，像耶稣一样，其实呢，跟这个文字的真理是没有关系的。
So when we say we want to be more like Christ, more like our heavenly Father, has very little to do with the words that we read.
而是在整个行动里面不断的改变自己，更像耶稣的那样的心一样。
And rather, it is in the actions that we take that more and more so we behave like Jesus Christ.
那只是可惜呢，很多人在追求文字上更像耶稣。
Unfortunately, many of us pursue to be like Christ in the words that we read.
那这个的结果一定像法利赛人一样。
And the result of which will be the same as that of the Pharisees.
就是字句讲得很清楚，但是整个行为呢，跟神完全是脱了节的。
And they are able to speak clearly about words and theory, but their action does not speak of it.
所以保罗他查考他这样一生的追求。
And thus we see the life of Paul and his pursuit.
其实他最后讲了一句话。
And at the end he said this.
保罗这个人，我总觉得说，你怎么去想这个人呢？
And I often consider Paul, how do we view him as man?
他去传福音。
He was a preacher.
他到处跑，到处受苦去传福音。
And he went everywhere and he suffered as a result of his ministry.
等到他最年老的时候快死了。
And to the point when he was really old and he was on the verge of death.
要被处死了，为了真理，要被为了福音要被处死了。
He was about to be martyred.
他写信给提摩太。
And then he wrote this letter to Timothy.
他说：“哎呀，所有的人呢、啊，在亚洲的人都离开我了。”
He said that almost everyone in Asia had left me.
我觉得说啊，他讲这句话应该是很痛心呢、啊，还是什么样的心情
？And I wonder what his mindset was when he wrote these words.
我被主选择之后
，That after I have been chosen by Christ,
我受了这么的苦，建立这么多的教会
，And I suffer so much in order to.Build up so many of these churches.
现在我要为福音牺牲了。
Now I'm about to be martyred for the sake of the truth.
回头一看。
And I turn back and look.
这些人都离开我。
All these people have left me.
换句话说，教会都不再跟他们。
That is to say, none of the churches pay him any.
而且都跟他 分离了。
And or they turn their back on him.
他却说啊，那美好的仗已经打过了。
And yet he said that the beautiful battle I had fought.
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And there is the crown of righteousness awaiting for me.
这个是他的所谓的第一个失败吧。
And it's perhaps was his first failure.
但是对他来讲却一个很荣耀的成功。
But to him, it was a most glorious success.
在工作的成果上
that in terms of the result of his work
应该是归零没有
perhaps it came to a zero
是他自己说的不是我们说的
this is what he said not what we said
好了那在道理上呢
but in terms of the doctrines
你看他得启示这么多
we see that he was greatly inspired
他怎么跟更多教会说呢
what did he say to the church in Corinth
哎呀这些都会过去的
he said all these things will pass
我所知道是有限的
and all that I know are limited
真的这些恩赐都是有限的
all of these gifts are also limited
讲道之能也是会过去的啦
the eloquence of speech is something that will pass
这些知识也会过去的
and all this knowledge will also pass
我们现在所知的是有限的
everything we know now is very limited
等到那完全来到的时候呢
until the perfect one is here
这些都是归于无有都没有用的
all of these will become useless
这句话也是让我印象很深的。
This also made a great impression.
我在常常在想象啊、
哦，
我跟你传福音传了半天了。
I've been preaching all my life.
你要怎么样怎么样怎么样怎么样才能够怎么样
？You have to do this, this, this in order to get this.
但是等到那完全来到的时候呢
？But when the perfect one is here.
这些都归于无有，没有用了。
All these became garbage.
我白讲了。
And useless.
归于无有。
And that's nothing.
连审判的标准都谈不上。
It doesn't even have the standard of judgment.
因为等到那个完全来到，你要知道说那个光有多亮。
Because when the perfect one comes, you cannot imagine how bright it will be.
你今天再怎么得的启示，它的光能够像一个蜡烛这么亮吗
？It doesn't matter what great revelation you have received today. When the light shone upon you, can you imagine?
怎么有可能说这个大光来的时候的审判标准是由你这个蜡烛来决定的呢
？How is it that this bright light that came to judge were judged by the standard of this little candle that you put forth.
我就说这个真的是有时候想想觉得说哎呀很大的笑话。
So sometimes when I think about it, it seems like a big joke.
我们全部都是要被审判的人。
We are all under judgment.
突然有一天我就告诉你们。有一天我就突然告诉你们。
So if one day I were to tell you,
我得了启示了。
I have this revelation.
我们都是被关在监狱里面的。
We're all.Prisoners.
明天就要被审判了。
And today, tomorrow, we're going to be judged.
我得到一个启示。
And today, I have received this revelation.
明天那个审判官怎么审判我呢？审判我们呢
？How would the judge judge us tomorrow?
按照我的标准。
It will be according to my standard.
我说你不能得救，你就不能得救了。
If I said that you can't be saved, then you can't be saved.
那我想说，别的犯人会理你吗
？So I'm thinking that would.The prisoners listen to you.
可能会想说你可能被关太久，有点脑袋不对的吧。
They will probably think that you've gone crazy for being in prison for too long.
怎么有可能变成这个样子
？How is it possible that this is your conclusion?
你怎么忘记你也是要被审判的人
？How have you forgotten that you are also under judgment?
但是你却认为说审判官的标准呢，就是以你今天晚上帮他写的，他要按照你的标准来审判我们大家每个人。
And yet you.Believe that the judge will judge according to you, your standard, a person who is a prisoner.
这个跟保罗态度完全不一样。
And this is a different attitude toward, compared to Paul.
保罗是说我所知道的到最后是没有用的。
Paul said that what I know in the end will be nothing.
归于无有。
It will be useless.
但是有三个东西是长存的。
But there are three things that will abide forever.
就是信心、盼望跟爱。
It's faith, hope.And love.
这个三个绝对不会过去。
And these three things will never pass.
你今天做多少，它一定存留多少。
And today, however much you do, it will surely be saved.
它不会过去的。
It will never be passed.
那去的什么真理的，什么你今天认为的真理的，认为的很大的恩赐的，通通会过去的。
And yet, all of the truths that we believed in, and all of the gifts that we want, it will all eventually pass.
所以这个给我一个很深的震撼。
And this.Shocked me to my core.
我说那这样的话，我们信仰的标准是什么
？So then I think to myself, what is the standard of our faith?
什么叫做真理
？What is truth?
所以我想说，真理呢，按照，所以我就去找保罗，他是怎么看啊
？And so I search the words of Paul to see what he considered the truth.
我们来看一下腓立比书。
Turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第三章的十二节。
Verse 12.
这里保罗这么说
Here Paul said,
我不是说我已经得着了，我已经完全了。
Not that I have already attained or already perfected.
他讲得很好啊。
I think he said it very well.
保罗都说我不敢说我是完全的。
Paul said he did not dare to claim to be perfect.
我只是尽量的追求。
But I press on.
或者是可以得着，也是要需要得着的。
That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
I may 就是很客气的讲，他没有那么多，一定没有，而且他不认为他是完全的啊。
He said I may, which means he was not definite about it, and he was very polite about it that he's not perfect.
十三哈。
Verse 13.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事情，就是忘记背后，努力向前。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
这个忘记背后这句话在这里就相当深刻了。
Here, forgetting those things which are behind, it has a very deep meaning.
你不要跟我讲说你今天得到什么启示，多么好的真理。
Don't talk to me about some revelation you have received that made the doctrines even more clear.
当保罗说割礼不割礼都不重要的。
When Paul said that to circumcise or not to circumcise is not important.
因为真正亚伯拉罕的会不是靠割礼的。
Because a true descendant of Abraham is not relying upon the mark of circumcision.
你这个时候就不要跟我讲说割那个耶路撒冷会议是什么决定的。
So at this point in time, don't tell me what the Council of Jerusalem has decided.
那是昨天的决定。
Because that is a decision made in the past.
今天已经不一样了。
Today it's different.
我就忘记背后了。
Then I forgot what was behind.
忘记背后不是不管什么是真的，什么是不好，好的，什么是不好的。
Forgetting those behind me is not to pay attention what is good, what is bad.
而是从以前的信仰基础继续的往前走。
But rather, building upon the foundation of the past, you continue to go forward.
向着一个标杆直跑。
To look at the goal and to run towards it.
那这个标杆是什么呢？
And what is this goal?
就是曾经生我们的这个真理。
It is the truth that once gave birth to us.
我们是因真理而生。
We are brought forth by the truth.
那生了之后呢？
And after it gave birth to us.
其实我们的一生的目标。
And in fact, the purpose of our whole life.
就是长大成人回到耶稣的身量。
Is to become mature and to become the image of Christ.
那耶稣的身量，最高的身量就是能够生出教会的这个身量。
And the stature of Jesus Christ, the greatest, is to give birth to the church.
那你能够追得上的那个目标吗？
Are you able to achieve this goal?
你永远追不到的。
It's impossible.
但是你要向着他追。
And yet, you must, that is the goal for which you must reach.
所以你这个进步的空间是每一天都是可以进步的。
And that's the space you allow yourself to improve every day is acceptable.
你可以说你每天都是对的。
You can say every day to yourself that I'm right.
但是对明天来讲说你每个昨天呢都是不是完全的。
But every tomorrow you can say that all of my yesterdays were imperfect.
因为你一直往前跑。
Because you continue to look forward.
所以我最后的对自己的感觉。
And so this is what I say to myself again.
真理这个东西不要去谈它。
The truth is not something that we really discuss much of.
因为它不是你决定的。
Because this is not something that we decide.
不是教会决定的。
Not what the church.
你是他所生的。
You were born out of the truth.
那你是要去追寻他。
And therefore you must pursue after.
你要一生的追寻他。
You must use your whole life in pursuit of.
这就是你人生所能够掌握最好的真理了。
And this is the best truth that you can ever get a hold of in your life.
那你怎么去追寻他呢？
So how do we pursue after this truth?
就是靠着信心。
And it's to rely on our faith and our hope.
还有爱。
And love.
你这三个每一天的生活就以这个三个为最基础，那你就是在真理上面。
If you everyday life you based upon all your actions upon these three concepts and three ideas, then that is what truth is.
因为爱呢是律法中的律法。
Because love is the law within the law.
它是最高的律法。
It is the highest and the most royal of laws.
那真理呢就在这个爱的里面。
And truth is within this love.
那所以呢，我是总觉得说，今天我们如果真的要在信仰上得到神一个很大力量的时候
，So today I consider that if we wish to draw the strength from the Lord，
我们第一个要放弃的一个观念啊
，The first concept we have to abandon，
就是真理是由教会决定的
，Is that the truth is decided by the church？
这是不可能的
，Because this is an impossibility。
因为如果说真理是由教会决定的话
，If the truth is decided by the church，
那你就要听教会。
Then you have to listen to the church.
那什么叫做教会？
So what is a church?
那就讨论不完了。
And the discussion will never end.
难道我们自己可不是教会吗？
Do Do we not say that those amongst us, we are not of the church?
我们也是教会啊。
We are also.
那到底是谁的教会？你的教会还是我的教会？能够决定真理呢
？But whose church? Your church? My church? That can decide what the truth is.
所以保罗说了一句话。
And Paul said this.
他说，我们看一下这个最后来看一下这个好了哈。我们看提摩太前书。
Please turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书。提摩太前书的第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章我们看第十五节
啊。15,
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎么行。这个家就是永生神的教会，是真理的柱石和根基。
But if I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
他说这个教会是真理的柱石根基。
Says here that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth.
这个不是说它在出现，不是从教会出现真理。
It does not say that the truth comes from the church.
就像这个天花板。
Just like this ceiling.
我们这个地板跟这个墙壁呢是支撑天花板的。
We know that the floor and the walls hold up the ceiling.
是来支持他们的。
In order to support it.
而不是说这个天花板是我们伸出来的。
You cannot say that this ceiling was brought forth by us.
所以一个教会它若不是支撑住这个真理，它就不是一个教会了。
So if the church does not uphold the truth, then it's not a church.
什么叫做教会？
What is the church?
就是在那里面可以来执行，来支撑这个真理的地方。
That the church is a place within it that you are able to support the truth.
那这个真理我们刚才已经谈过什么叫做真理了。
And we have already discussed what this truth is all about.
所以从这里我们就可以知道。
And from here we can understand.
凡是有在追寻真理的地方。
The places where we actively seek the truth.
一直向着标杆在直跑的那个地方。
Run towards this goal.
那个地方必定会有神的工作在。
And that place you will surely see the work of God.
那个地方必定是神的教会。
And you at that place you will see the church of God.
所以我想说，我们将这个东西厘清之后。
And after we're able to differentiate and sort this out in our heads.
你会感觉到说，其实呢，神。所谓的真理跟神呢，就在你身边。
You will feel that the actually truth and God is just right beside you.
因为他没有一个标准。
Because there's no standard.
每个人所知道，到最后可能是归于无有。
Everybody, whatever they know, the knowledge at the end is all for naught.
但是同时，每个人今天所做的。
But at the same time, everything that we do today.
你今天在这个地方所做的，这个教会所做的。
Here you do this at this church.
或是在另外一个教会所做的。
Or you do that at that church.
虽然他们有所不同。
And although there may be some differences.
但是他们追求的方向是一样的。
But the direction in which they pursue after is the same.
那只要是追求的方向是一样的。
As long as direction is the same.
那我想这个地方呢，必定是神会祝福的地方。
I believe this will be a place.That will be blessed.
那这是我们想要去建立的一个教会。
And this is also the church that we all wish that we belong to.
让我们的教会成为一个追寻真理、充满爱、盼望跟信心。
So that we are of a church that pursue after the truth in that we perform the love that is within it.
而不是一个已经拿到真理在那边定人罪的地方。
It is not a place where it claims to already have the truth and to use this truth to